Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and its news update is brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating for reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects. Plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more. Call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb. A Cass City man and woman were hospitalized after an ATV and car collided Saturday evening in Greenleaf Township. According to Sanilac Central Dispatch, the crash occurred at around 7:34 p.m. on April 11th at the intersection of North Van Dyke Road and Seeger Road. Deputies determined that a 63-year-old Cass City man was driving a 2014 Yamaha ATV southbound with a 62-year-old female passenger when he attempted a left turn onto Seeger Road. Investigators say the ATV failed to yield to the northbound 2000 Volkswagen driven by a 29-year-old Wisconsin man. The vehicles collided, ejected both ATV riders, and sending the ATV into the northwest ditch. The Volkswagen left the roadway and struck several trees before coming to rest. The ATV occupants were treated on scene for non-life-threatening injuries and later transported to Covenant Hospital in Saginaw. The Wisconsin driver was not injured. Deputies noted that alcohol appears to be a factor and that neither ATV rider was wearing a helmet. Names have not been released. And prosecutors say Jermaine Buckner, Tawan Terrell, Courtney Terry, and Henry Buckner were arrested after authorities carried out multiple search warrants across the city on April 10th. The coordinated effort involved Michigan State Police along with several federal and local agencies. Investigators say the arrests stem from a months-long probe into a suspected cocaine distribution network believed to be supplying drugs from Detroit to the Saginaw area. During the operation, officers seized nearly 10 kilograms of cocaine, additional narcotics, cash, firearms, and several high-end vehicles. Authorities also reported recovering luxury goods and two properties tied to the investigation. Police say the case remains active and no injuries were reported during the raids. When we come back after this Jake's Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Spring is finally here, which means summer is right around the corner. Now's the time to ask yourself, is your air conditioner ready? Because when the heat hits, the last thing you want is an air conditioner that can't keep up. Making it the perfect time for a spring tune-up, service, replacement, or a brand new Lennox cooling system installation. Lennox cooling systems are built for comfort, efficiency, and reliability. Jake's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling has you covered, making sure your home stays comfortable and summer ready. Beat the heat before it beats you. Schedule your Lennox cooling system tune-up now.
This is Jake from Jake's Plumbing and Heating. Call us today for all your plumbing, heating, cooling, well, and septic needs. Yes, we do it all. Stop by our shop just south of M142, M19 intersection at 980 South Hubley Road or call us 989-269-6638.
Depend on Lennox heating and cooling systems for your home's total comfort in every season.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, a jury has convicted a Saginaw man in connection with a deadly robbery that happened in 2024. Court records show 27-year-old Dansha Wesby Whitley was found guilty of first-degree murder along with multiple armed robbery and firearm-related charges in the death of an 18-year-old Tyrene Thomas. Prosecutors say that the incident occurred late at night in April of 2024 on Bay Road on the city's west side. Investigators determined Thomas had been lured to the location where he was robbed and then shot as he attempted to flee. Police, who were already nearby at the time, spotted the suspects leaving the scene and initiated a pursuit. The chase ended in Buena Vista Township, where Wesby Whitley and a second suspect were taken into custody. The second man charged in the case, Antrell Wright, is still awaiting trial and faces similar felony charges. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more, call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb.